So she wants more.
Hi, my name is Linda Martello. I'm 58 years old. Today is June 20th, 2019, and I'm speaking with my mom, Sosie Martello, who is my mama. We are recording this interview in Tahoe City, California, and I'm handing it over to Brother Tim.
Hi there. This is Brother Tim from North Carolina. We are in beautiful Carnelian Bay. At 6:30 p.m., June 20th.
I'm chewing.
My brother-in-law, who I love to death, has a full mouth and cannot comment at this time. Okay, he will Twitter a la thing.
All right. Now, where's the question? Okay. What do you feel most grateful for in your life, Sosie?
Jeez. Hey, we're off to a roaring
start. Going well
start.
So far.
Yeah.
Go!
What, you got to talk?
Well, this is for posterity.
Okay. What do you feel most grateful for in your life? To be left alone?
A long, healthy life.
That's it? Wow,
that really sucked.
What are some of the most important lessons you've learned in life, and how did you learn them?
Keep my mouth shut.
Learn them.
I learned them by doing things wrong.
What are the most important lessons you learned?
Well, I learned to work very hard at controlling what my children do. Not successfully, but I tried. And trying is all you can do.
Could you please give us an...
One of the most important things I've learned is that if you don't tell a lie, you don't ever have to remember what the truth was.
That's very true.
Yes, very. There were lessons to learn in every corner when you are traveling the world, because every place is different, every person is different, and not everybody likes Americans.
Hmm.
And some do. Most people are nice, but some just look at you and there's hate.
Yeah, I believe that. So what did you learn from that? What did you learn from that?
Don't look at people too much in the eye. I mean, don't go by, you know, sort of be a little shifty and disinterested in what they're doing, because they don't trust eye contact that much. I think they're uncomfortable with it. But it's most of that is owing to which country you're in. New Zealand, mm-hmm. as we've talked about, very open, very kind,
uh-huh.
and interested.
But and like Turkey.
Turkey, I got a lot of, even when I was shopping, people didn't like us.
Did they think that you were judging them?
I don't know what they thought. I would think there were enough tourists going through Turkey that why should they do that?
What year were you there?
Mm-hmm.
What
year
were you there in Turkey? What year?
We were there from 83 I was in Europe. Frank was there 3 years. I was there 2 years. And 83 to 85, I think it was.
Was when you were in London.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And then Turkey was about, 84 or something?
During that time.
During that time.
Yeah. Actually, this is kind of an interesting story that maybe I haven't told you. They wanted Frank to go to Turkey instead of coming back to
work?
The United States. Yes.
Oh, wow.
And he came back and talked to me about it, and I said no, because he's so tall, and they were picking on Americans. They were abducting them. And I just said, I won't go. And you can't go either.
Yeah. I won't go, and you can't go either. So he just said no.
Yeah, he said no. But he tried to influence me by saying, you'll have a driver, you'll have maids all over the place, you'll have this, that, something else. And I said, no.
So you really felt like there was a real possibility that you'd get kidnapped.
They were. Well, I wasn't worried about me particularly, but he was fair game. Because he was so tall, you noticed
it. He was a target.
Yeah.
Your favorite movies?
Whoa.
Think about it.
My favorite movie?
Or movies.
Sound of Music?
No.
Okay. Wizard of Oz?
No.
Casablanca?
I know I had a favorite movie. It had a horse.
Oh, National Velvet?
No.
it had... Was it Elizabeth Taylor, Mickey Rourke, or was that National Velvet?
That was National Velvet.
Yeah.
You mean Mickey
Rooney. Mickey Rourke.
Mickey Rourke, yeah. That would
nine
have been,
and a half
that
weeks.
Elizabeth Taylor and Mickey Rourke would have been quite a... Yeah,
9 and a half scene. Weeks with
right.
Liz Taylor.
Right.
Yeah, and Mickey Rourke would have been about 9 and a half weeks old.
Right, exactly.
Secretariat, Seabiscuit, any of those?
I like Seabiscuit.
Right.
Seabiscuit the one with what was the lead's name?
The horse. It was
not the horse.
Harrison Ford played
the owner.
Yeah. It was Harrison Ford.
Hang on.
Okay. What are your favorite TV shows?
I love Lucy, Mary Tyler Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Newhart.
No, I didn't like it.
Okay. All in the Family?
All in the Family, okay. Definitely.
Okay. Oh, God, that's funny.
Yeah. So those were, say, your three favorite shows. Carol Burnett. Okay.
I'm Brain Dead.
Brain Dead wasn't a TV show.
Oh.
No.
I'm Brain Dead.
Oh, okay.
Sosie, can you describe one of your happiest memories?
One of my happiest memories is when I was about probably 4 or 5, and my cousin Hank and I, he was a year older than I was, but we were in the same grade, and I had more fun with him than anybody. And he used to take my hand and run. And when he ran, he was so fast that I just trailed along. My feet never touched the ground. I I was airborne. But what we did the most was when we were at Clear Lake, we would occasionally get to go horseback riding. And that was the most fun. We ditched the other kids and just the two of us go off by ourselves and play cowboy and Indians. And we'd have to walk the horses back to the barn because we knew we'd get in trouble because they were slaughtered. But we sure had a good time. And I used to, we used to go fishing at night, and I would row, and he would fish. And he always got mad at me because once in a while I'd happen to slap the water a little bit instead of let it go in very carefully. And then in the morning, we were two families together, Hank's family, who was my cousin, and we would, I would get up early in the morning, and there was a little creek that ran from the lake, and it had a tide right at the entrance. And I was determined I was going to conquer that tide, because every time I'd get in there, in the canoe, in a rowboat, maybe, but I would get back in there and I couldn't get out.
Oh.
Because of the tide.
Well, it's not...
I know, no, it's... I don't know what made it have the
flow current. Like that, have like the current. Well, the stream, and yeah.
It
okay.
carried me back into the...
the lake.
Into an area that was beautiful and sort of like a jungle.
And where was this?
Clear Lake.
In Indiana?
Yes.
A jungle in Indiana?
And a tide.
And a tide in Indiana? Wow.
A really big moon bed.
But every morning, everybody would be having breakfast, and somebody would always say, "Where's Lois?"
stuck in the creek. Tide.
Hank could get up from the table, go out and get in the motorboat. And
how old were you at this time?
I was probably 7 or 8.
Oh, so he operated a powerboat.
No, a motor.
A little outboard, yeah.
Right. And it happened every single morning, and I never beat the current.
So it was a river or a stream that came down to the lake.
I don't know I never could figure that out. Why
was it two lakes interconnected and one was a little bit higher than the other?
No.
Okay.
At least as far as I know, didn't. Anyway, that was the same lake where we went horseback riding. And those were fun times.
Sounds like it.
Have to ask first. Describe your blind date with Dad.
I had a good friend who wrote jingles, she and her husband. And she had a habit she couldn't curtail of not being able to stand somebody not married. And I was friends with her for years. Well, it just so happened that she and her husband were jingle writers, and Frank hired them for a commercial. When that happened, she kept telling Frank she had a girl she knew that, and finally he gave up. He said no and couldn't think of anything else to say. And I knew nothing about it. But anyway, she got him to say yes, and I figured, why not a blind date's dinner? And he, meanwhile, had talked to his friend, Bob Innes, into coming into Sardi's, where Ginger and her husband and I met, and then Frank came in. And Frank had his friend, Bob, coming at a certain time and saying that the commercial they had shot, he was needed back and they had to redo some scenes. Well, Frank is sitting there, and we're talking, the four of us, and they had decided, Bob and Frank, to have a clue. So Bob would tell Frank that the commercial had to be redone or something such. Instead of that, when Bob came into Sardi's, he motioned with his hand
to go away.
And I never knew it for probably 2 or 3 years after we were married. And another thing about, he wanted Bob to be his best man at the wedding, and the church wouldn't allow it.
Because he's Catholic.
Yeah, he happened to be Catholic, and we were being married in the Lutheran church.
And they wouldn't let him have a Catholic.
Yeah, excommunicated.
Yeah, Frank was excommunicated. Yeah.
Okay, cut.
Good.
Okay.
Oh, practice, 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 but I never did.